Local author Dan DiCarlo is in his late 80s, and he's old enough to remember when a few pennies earned shining shoes on the street could set you up for the whole day. He never lost his sense of the value of a dollar and the work it took to earn it over the course of a life that has taken him around the world. His story is told in his autobiography, My Mother Told Me, Watch Out for Those French Girls, the memoir of a very lucky man. We spoke about it a couple of weeks back.
I was born in an Italian family. Mm-hmm. They were immigrants, dad before the war, and World War I, and my mom after the war. They got married and raised a family of six children, and we were poor, extremely poor. But I overcame that in terms of working hard, shining shoes at 7 or 8 years old, and making 10 cents and then bringing it home and giving it to my mother. Mm-hmm. So we were taught the value of hard work and saving money. But educationally speaking, I was a very slow student and up to the fourth grade. And then finally they said, you're not going to make it. We're going to put you in a special ed class. But
yeah.
They didn't call it special ed in those days. They called it Miss Bash's dumbbell room.
Really?
I ended up in that for a year and a half, 2 years. And I made handiwork, crafts, which to this day has helped me because I can still do some of the things I learned in that fourth and fifth grade level of special ed.
But it's scary to be told at a young age that there's only so far you can go.
Well, yes, but it didn't strike me as not being successful. I was never thinking of growing up and being wealthy and having a good educational life. I just took it in stride. I was told I was dumb. I accepted it, and I did the best I could at that time. About the middle of the fourth grade, after 3 years of repeating the grades, they repeated grades in those days. They didn't move you up. You
yeah.
stayed behind.
Mm-hmm.
And after the third year, I finally got a hold of myself somehow and started to apply myself. And then from then on out, I worked hard. I went to summer school and caught up with my grades. I went, skipped fifth grade, and then went into the sixth grade, and then I skipped seventh grade by going to summer school for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and finally got up with my age group.
Well, it sounds as if there was an awful lot of motivation that kicked in at that point.
Yes, certainly was, and I can't really pinpoint it, except that I woke up one day and said, I better apply myself and work hard. Was almost too late, but I made it,
yeah.
and I applied myself from then on out. But I had to apply myself from then on out. High school, college, graduate school, I really had to apply myself.
Making up for lost time.
Yes.
When you spoke of being quite poor when you were young, what do you think that does to you later in life? You know, if you've been really poor as a kid, what is it changes something. It has to, but what... How would you describe that change?
Well, you appreciate things more, I think. And maybe the best example I can give, I went through life. I came here. I became a substitute teacher. And I was at a local school, junior high school. It was raining. I was a PE teacher that day, a substitute. And we were outside the locker room waiting for the rain to subside. And there are puddles of water in front. And I looked down, and I saw all nickels, dimes, quarters in the puddle of water there. And I said, hey, guys, look, there's some money there. Come on. Help. Oh, they wouldn't touch it. Oh, that dirty rainwater. Well, I reached down, picked it up, went inside, washed it off, and I ended up with 97 cents.
Uh-huh.
I came back out, and I said, guys, I'm 97 cents richer than I was before a few minutes ago. You see, what you need to do, guys, appreciate. And that's been my attitude with working hard, trying to develop, and appreciate what you get.
You know, it almost makes it seem as if too much privilege early in life can be a handicap almost.
Yes. I didn't have that one, but I think it gets you to appreciate hard work. If you work hard, you can be successful. And as I say, I started early as a shoeshine boy, and every nickel, dime I made, I gave it to my parents. And then Saturday morning, they'd give me 10 cents to go to the movies. Mm-hmm. And I was so appreciative of that.
When you look at young people today, you know, from as you look back on your life, I'm sure, as have all of us, you made your share of mistakes. And as we get older, we sort of want to look at young people and say, don't make the mistakes that I made. If you could sort of reach out to, you know, a younger generation and say, avoid this, what were the things that you would counsel them to avoid?
Well, there's a lot more temptation now than when we were children. We didn't have television, so we didn't spend hours in front of a television. We had one radio in the house, and we listened to one station usually. For them to, it's difficult right now to explain, but I just can't put my finger on it right now to explain it.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though, that you want to be able to, you know, we all have this sort of natural urge to say to people, don't make the mistakes I've made, or maybe follow this good advice that I happened upon, and this helped me.
Well, work hard. There's no substitute for work. Apply yourself. Save. Don't spend money on objects that are frivolous or not worthwhile.
Bright, shiny things.
Yes. But and work hard is the biggest thing. It's just apply yourself and work hard. Be dependable. I was always dependable. Never late for my shoeshine jobs. I worked in a shoemaker shop. I worked in a dollar store. And I'm talking when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. Unfortunately, kids today can't get jobs until they're 16 or 17 years old, because of the work regulations. But in those days, I started to work around 7 years old, and I worked all my life.
Dan DiCarlo is the author of an autobiography, My Mother Said, Watch Out for Those French Girls, published in 2016.